I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hi, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Friday, so it's specialist subject time. We go into the mind of our guest specialist world. Every Friday, we let them choose the topic, and that's why it can get quite random. Today, our guest is Radio 2 presenter OJ Borg, and his chosen subject is the classic film Wayne's World. I mean, OJ, it's a film I haven't seen in a while, but I think I do know more than I think about it. Does that make sense?
Schwing, yes, you do. I do have to say with this film, though, I watched it incessantly more than once a night during my teenage years, to the point where not only could I quote from it, but I could, in my mind, play through the entire film if I was bored on car journeys in a time before smartphones. The thing is, I haven't watched it in about two decades. I honestly have not watched it in two decades. So I'm worried that I've chosen this specialist subject and I'm gonna blow out.
I think that's a bit more exciting because then it's not just about what you remember from watching it at the weekend. It's like, no, let's remember what's been ingrained into your memory forever.
Yeah. Before we start, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Sphincter says what?
Absolutely not answering that. How dare you? How dare you? There are 15 points up for grabs. OJ Borg, here is your Friday specialist subject quiz. Question number one. Wayne's favourite hangout is the Stan Makita Donut Shop. But what sport did Stan Makita play? I used to find this so weird that the name Makita was in this film because, like, nut that.
Oh,
my name's
of course, Makita's
anywhere.
Donuts.
Yeah,
it was Stan
weird.
Makita's Donuts.
Oh
he did
God,
these great, Stan Makita
that.
Himself, yeah, he used to do these amazing talks to camera where he'd say, if you stab a man through his heart, the Indians would say that was his, the steam was his soul escaping from his body. But that's
yeah,
another
Stan
story.
Makita, is Stan Makita the old guy with the white hair?
No, Stan Makita was the guy from Married with Children, whose name I can't remember.
That's what
he was
I mean.
Like
I mean him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean him.
The old guy with white hair. It was. There's a big hockey player on top, so it's ice hockey is what he used to play.
Right, yes, the correct answer is ice hockey.
Mm.
Okay, question number two. What is Wayne's surname in the classic film Wayne's World, your specialist subject today on Quiz Friday?
Come on, these are easy ones. Wayne Campbell. Hey, Wayne Campbell.
Maybe we're just lulling you into a full sense of security.
Probably.
The answer is Campbell. Question number three. What name is given to Garth's powder blue car?
Oh, do you know... So it's an AMC Pacer, and I really wanted one of these cars, but you don't get them in the UK. So I, for a while, had a Volkswagen Polo Coupe, and I seriously, if I'd had the money at the time when I was into this film, I'd have had my car sprayed like it. Powder blue, flames up the side. The Mirthmobile is what it was called.
Correct. The Mirthmobile is the answer. Question number four. When playing Queen in the car, one of the most iconic song moments in cinema, the song has been edited to fit with the film. What lyric of Bohemian Rhapsody does it open on?
So it goes straight into... Oh, no. Okay, so when he puts the tape... Let's go with a little bit of Bohemian Rhapsody. Puts the tape into the tape player, and it's just the final bits of guitar before it breaks down into the opera. It starts with, I see a little silhouette of a man.
Oh, correct. Wow. So happy you got that. So happy you worked your way through that. It's an amazing scene.
It's an amazing scene. And it relaunched Queen in America. It was responsible for bringing Queen, because Queen were big around the time that Mike Myers was into Queen. And because they put that into the film, it basically gave Queen this whole new world, this whole new audience again, just through that.
Wow. I know. It also, I'm just reading here that Mike Myers, they wanted it to be Guns N' Roses. Mike Myers threatened to quit the film if it wasn't Bohemian Rhapsody in that scene.
Yeah.
So, you know, trust your gut. Question number five. Complete the following line, seeing as you used to recite the whole film when you were bored on car journeys. This should be a breeze for you. This was on the poster for the film. Complete the following line. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll...
hurl.
Correct. What an advert. Correct answer is hurl.
Do you know what? From Wayne's World 2, the poster was, you'll laugh again, you'll cry again, you'll hurl again.
Genius marketing. Mm. You currently have 5 out of 5. That's pretty good. Question number 6. When given his dream guitar to play in the music store, what Led Zeppelin song does Wayne begin to play before being rudely denied by the store clerk?
Oh, you see, the answer's almost in the question because it is a classic song. And I've used it when I've been, done stuff on stage over the years. I've been bowling around on stage at like music things and I'll go, hey, can you play any Stairway? And they'll start and it'll go, no, stop. Stairway denied. Stairway to Heaven. There's even a sign in the shop that says don't play it.
Stairway denied?
Well, Stairway to Heaven, yeah. When you say, no, Stairway denied.
I like that. The correct answer is Stairway to Heaven. Question number 7. When Garth fantasizes about actually going up to the girl who works in the cafe, he imagines putting what Jimi Hendrix song on the jukebox?
Oh, you've obviously watched the film. Did you used to do the little ears as well? The little dance that he does?
I didn't, but I do think the dance is so genius though, and I just love that it's to this song.
Yeah, it's the way it goes onto the jukebox and he sort of stands there. Boom, boom, boom. It's Foxy Lady. I'm coming to get you, babe.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm coming to get you. And it's just so incongruous to the way Garth looks. Correct yeah. answer is Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix. What a tune. Question number 8. When Cassandra is performing her music video for Why You Wanna Break My Heart, what large, non-venomous snake is wrapped around her shoulders?
Oof. Ooh, okay, good question. This is in the jungle scene where Wayne goes to get her back. And he opens the camera up and all, we know there's no film in these cameras. And the camera spools out and he says, I never learned to read. It is, I would say, it's got to be non-venomous snake. It's got to be boa constrictor because it's massive.
Oh, incorrect. The correct answer was a python.
I was going to say python.
Oh, no. So we've lost our clean run, but you're still doing very well. Question number 9. Whilst talking on the bonnet of his car, Garth says to Wayne that Cassandra is so hot that if she were the president, she'd be called what?
Well, this is a fabulous scene. It's just before the plane goes overhead. They're lying on their bonnet near the airport. I sound like such a nerd here, I realise. No. She would be Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, correct.
In Latin, she would be Babe Majoris.
Can I just say thank you for Wayne's World being your session subject? It's really brought really fun memories back to me. I love this film. Correct. The correct answer is Abraham Lincoln. The final 3 questions have multiple correct answers. OJ Borg about Wayne's World, your specialist subject for your quiz Friday. Whilst interviewing their new sponsor, Noah Vanderhoff of Noah's Arcades, Wayne has pre-written some rude statements about Noah, which he can't see, but everyone watching can. For one point, can you tell me what any of those cards say?
Okay, this man blows goats. I have proof.
Correct. He blows goats. I have proof is and I think one answer.
Okay, that's 2 separate cards.
Okay, 2. Oh, there you go. Well, we only wanted 1 point, but knowing you, I'm sure you can give us the other.
Sphincter Boy.
Correct. Let's end with that. You can also add, this man has no penis.
So oh, that was the other one, yes.
Question number 11. With the help of the new green screen in their TV studio, Wayne and Garth get magically transported to 4 US states during rehearsals, doing impressions of how people from those places might behave. For 2 points, can you name 2 of those states?
Oh, yeah, I could probably name all 4, I think. I think I can name all 4. Okay, so I'm in Hawaii. Agungcha, agungcha, agungcha. Hey, you want to lay me? The second one is, I'm in Texas. Correct. Let's rip and rope some cattle.
Correct.
Then they go to the final one I'm trying to hang on to. I can't think what the one in between those two is. And the final one is, hi, I'm in Delaware.
Yes, I can't believe you remember Delaware. Can you remember the last one?
Well, Delaware is the last one because that's the last one. So no. It comes to at the end and it goes green and it goes, hi, I'm in Delaware.
We also have New York. Are you missing New York? Oh, or did we?
No. New York is there because they talk about shooting people, I think, is the what they do on the green screen there.
There you go. Well, three, when we asked for two, ain't bad. The correct answers were New York, Hawaii, Texas, and Delaware. And you gave us three when we only asked for two. You currently have 11 points out of 15 points. But for the next question, there are 3 points to get. Question number 12. When protesting with Benjamin about having to give their new sponsor a slot on the show, Wayne and Garth managed to advertise loads of commercial brands. For 3 points, can you name three of the brands they promote whilst claiming they would never sell out? It's a one genius of the,
yeah,
scene.
It's one of the greatest scenes of all of TV, the way they do it. Let's start with, I could probably give you four, I think. So he goes, this is not the choice I want. And he holds up a can of Pepsi. This is the choice of the new generation. Then
correct,
there
Pepsi
is
Cola.
Pepsi Cola. Then there is Garth lay back on the table going, I just hate it, man. It's when people do things just for the money and they sell out, and he's fully kitted out in Reebok.
correct.
Then Wayne has a slice of pizza. He opens a box of pizza and it's a Pizza Hut box. He eats a slice of pizza.
Correct,
and
Pizza Hut.
The final one I can think of is where he goes, oh, this is giving me a headache. It flicks to black and white and two little pills come out. Neuprin, little, yellow, different.
Yes. Wow. That was amazing. Yes, Neuprin, Pizza Hut, Pepsi Cola, Reebok. You gave me four, so you definitely get your 3 points. You could have also had Doritos.
Oh,
and
yes,
that's it. You got everything else. You got everything else. Three.
Got me.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, and aspirin. But no, Neuprin, aspirin is the same thing.
Yeah.
Well done. Your score after your Wayne's World quiz is 14 points, one under a full house, OJ.
Ah, done in by the snake.
Done in by the snake. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
OJ Borg, that was your Friday episode of Quiz Chat Repeat. Thank you for your specialist subject, Wayne's World. Absolutely loved that. I am so impressed, 14 points out of 15. You didn't need to rewatch Wayne's World at all.
I'm slightly impressed my brain still works, because it must have been 20 years since I watched the film. I've got to rewatch it again, because just talking through those memories, because they hark back to a time of your life. I think I watched it obsessively when I was around the ages of 14, 15 and 16. So for a good 2 or 3 years, I watched it pretty much every night, at least once. It takes you back just to that time of innocence, doesn't it, when you watch these films from your childhood. And unlike a lot of films that I've rewatched recently, like I rewatched Flight of the Navigator and I rewatched Goonies, haven't really aged well. They're not as I remember them. Wayne's World is still as brilliant now as it was then. I'm sure it will be if I watch it again.
Ugh. So we'll see you soon for your quiz about Wayne's World 2. But for today, thank you very much. 14 points out of 15. You aced it, OJ Borg. Thank you very much.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you very much.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. We're back on Monday with a general knowledge quiz. So if you're listening while fixing a door handle that's been broken for 6 months or just waiting for a takeaway, let's do it all again on Monday.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.